Well, let's head to sunny Florida and talk to our favorite center fielder, Adam Jones. Mr. Jones, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Do you miss me?
I do miss you. And thank you for that I miss tweet the other night. I do appreciate that. I it made me feel good. Thank you, Adam.
Anytime. I'm all about the feel good.
So how's life down there?
Baseball.
Does it feel like a grind already, or does it feel fresh and hopeful and new?
It feels fresh and hopeful and new, but yet still a grind because Kirby got us running around there like we on some damn Alabama plantation.
Tough to respond to that one, Adam. I'm glad you said it, not me. Let's put it that way.
We're getting into shape and getting ready to go. That is just, I'm trying to be like Buck a little bit and throw out euphemisms.
I hear you. By the way, so you're doing outfield drills today, and apparently the police were called by someone in the neighborhood in Sarasota because Buck had them blast the PA with a lot of noise so he could work on fly ball and pop-up drills.
I think that's whack by whoever called it. I mean, it was only temporary, but yeah, Buck had a good comment on that. Wait till she get to we do this at night in a couple of days. So
I mean, I know the neighborhood pretty well. I think I know one of the houses that did it because I think everyone there is so fired up. The Orioles are there, and they think it's benefited Sarasota and that part of Florida. But there's a few people there. There's a few people, if you drive around Ed Smith Stadium, that I don't think are pumped about the traffic and the game days and all those things. And they're stuck in their ways.
I'm not pumped about the traffic and all that stuff.
you get out of there pretty quickly, Jones.
Not really. The traffic here, you just be sitting on these streets. I get it. People are
older
and they're taking their time, as they should, because, knock on wood, I'm able to live as long as these people here and be able to take my damn time, too. So I commend them. I just sometimes be impatient. So I need to work on patience.
You do need to work on patience. There's a funny line there I'm not going to use, but I'll maybe save that for another day. Have you been to Yoder's?
I'm just scared.
I'll say it. I could have said, some would say you need to work on your patience at the plate, too. That's a funny joke.
That's happened. Yeah. That happens.
What about Yoder's? Have you been there yet, Adam?
Not yet.
Will you go? And will you take your family?
Usually they're always with me, so yeah, but probably not. Because whoever's trying to, I guess there's going to be somebody who's going to want to interview me down here for some odd reason. I still don't know why people want to interview me, but,
well, we like it.
They're going to ask me, where do I want to go? And I'm going to specifically name that place.
Awesome. I can't give Yoder's enough love because I'm not down there. I hope I'm not hurting their wallets too badly. I do help them economically very much this time of the year. So I hope they're not taking too big of a hit without my absence.
You're a little two or three times going there and only getting a slice of pie instead of the whole pie. Yeah, ain't making no money off you.
I will send you a few pies. Hopefully they can have a delivery service get it to you. Adam,
that one year when WBAL bought those pies.
I've bought you pies a number of times down there from Yoder's to entice you to come in our studio, and it's usually worked. So no regrets on that. Adam, since we last talked, and I've asked you advice on this in the past, I have become a father about a week ago, and I asked you... Thank you very much. Do you think I can handle it? Say it again.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. I mean, it's so surreal. You know what I mean?
Did you watch it?
So my wife had a C-section. There was a curtain up, but there's some things. She keeps asking me, what did you see? And I said, I was looking at you, but there's some things that are unavoidable to see that I'm trying to sear out of my brain.
The crazy part, and I don't want to get into your personal business, but I'm going to delve into it for a second. You should be able to get back to action sooner than later, right?
I'm glad you said it, not me again.
I'm not sure. I don't know that process. I don't know.
Yeah.
But congratulations, man. It's going to be the best thing about you. This is your legacy now.
I do feel that way. It's a weird feeling. I said I could die tomorrow, and I've left something on this earth that wasn't there before.
Right. But you want to influence that person.
You do.
You want to have your influences over that person.
Yeah. She's not. Maybe if she's left-handed, maybe we'll start that process, and she might be able to be a middle reliever down the road. I don't know.
You don't know if she's living.
When do you know that, by the way?
I have no idea.
Does your son, does he have a hand yet, like a favorite hand? Does he, like, favor
right.
one over the other?
He's more predominantly right, but who knows, man? It's kids nowadays. These kids be ambidextrous and stuff.
If you had to lean your son to a specific sport, would you?
Yeah, if I had to lean him to a specific one, yeah, I would.
What sport?
Lacrosse.
Really?
Yeah.
I just have a feeling, if that's true, that the Jones boy is going to be having seven or eight goals a game.
Lacrosse or soccer, take your ass to college, get yourself an education, and get a job.
That's
spend your time.
Yeah.
Get a retirement.
And do it all over again with the family of his own.
And do it all, yeah, do what I did. I mean, but I'm saying not the way I did, but I mean, athletes, the percentage of people making athletes, I mean, becoming a major league player or NFL, whatever the top end is, it's just astronomical. But then not even to get there for one day, but to get there and stay there for the 3 or 4 years, and then to get there and stay there for the 10 plus years. Obviously, in today's day, ever since probably the mid-90s, if you play a sport for 10 years, you should be financially secure.
There's no question about it.
I'm going to reiterate that. You should be financially secure if you play 10 years. In the last 20 years of just how media and all the contracts have gotten big. But I'm not going to push any of my kids towards any sports, because it's just understanding what the reality of it is. And the reality of athletes, kids becoming good is really, really hard due to the fact that I was reading something about it. It said that most kids who come from whose athletes or whose dads were good athletes, they grew up a little more privileged, meaning they grew up, everybody's going to kiss their tails. Everybody is going to.
That's true.
Just say, hand it over. You grew up in a nice environment. You didn't have to go on the grind to go to the, get your hours in at the rec or shooting at the park. You probably had a damn gym at the house. You can go work out in, you know what I mean? Certain kids, they're able to benefit more, so they don't appreciate it more. I think when you're out there grinding it yourself, it's really all you got. You're throwing all your eggs into a basket. When you're successful, your dad is successful, you have more options. And so I think with me being successful, I'm going to make sure that my kids, they have all the options, whatever they want to do. I'm going to be positive for it. I'm just going to tell them, make sure that you enjoy what you do. Doesn't matter what you do or how much you make. If you enjoy it, you'll like it, and you'll get fulfillment from it.
That's great advice, and I think it's ridiculous. I'm so happy to see LeBron James saying that his son's being recruited at 10 and how insane that is, and you talk about
that's
the
pathetic.
Big egos. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think that's pathetic. Are you serious? You're going to – no.
10 years old.
Do that to a 10-year-old kid. He already sees his father as – you know, not even just a role model. He sees him as his dad, but he's a 10-year-old kid. He goes to school and, like, big dad, LeBron James. You know what I mean? So, he already gets it. Let him decide what he wants to do. You're going to just force him to force his hand already? I mean, that's whoever did that, I don't know who did it. I'm sure they know that they're like, man, that probably wasn't the right thing. But at the end of the day, hell, somebody's going to have him.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's gonna be a phenomenon, but you got to respect it. I understand they're doing, even when you're a sophomore in high school nowadays, they're like, oh, you're going to go here. Or even eighth grade, but you're going to play here. And they're already saying, I'm going to do this and I'll do that. So 10 years old is a little too young. I mean, let him kiss a girl first. Let him have a crush. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And there's no chance, in my opinion.
You first girl a couple years ago.
Yeah, I moved very quickly once I did that, though. From that to having a child. Adam, hang through a quick break. I want to ask you a couple of baseball questions when we come back here on WBAL News Radio 1090.